Now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Around the world today, it's time to lift you up. It's time to celebrate. Welcome to Connecting Caregivers with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers, and my best friend, sidekick, and co-host, Lynn Thornley.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm doing real well, thank you. And you?
I'm doing great. What's going on?
Gasparilla.
Oh, Gasparilla. Yeah. I saw some pirate. I saw some wenches when I was pulling out of my apartment complex today. They looked very cool, too.
Do you know when it started?
No.
1904.
Really?
And they didn't come by ship. They came on horseback.
Really?
Until 1911.
You're brilliant.
I know that internet.
Always good information from Lynn. Yeah. And we have our wonderful producer here today, Tom Connolly. How you doing,
yay,
Tommy?
I'm doing very well. Caught me by surprise. I didn't know I was participating.
Oh, it's good to see you today.
Always good to see you, Linda.
And we have our special guest today. We have Dr. Kate McCarty, who's a dementia coach. Welcome, Kate.
Thank you for having me.
I'm glad you're here today. And we also have Kelly Casto from Saving Our Seniors, and she's going to have some really good stuff to tell us about today, right, Kel?
Yes, it's going to be great.
I'm really glad that you're here.
Yes, me too.
So I want to say a shout out to our listeners. We have Dee and Tom in Largo.
Oh.
Hey, guys.
Wow. And,
Deb in Safety Harbor. And Rose in Spring Hill. It was great to meet you, Rose. I spoke at the dementia conference with Gary LeBlanc the other day in Spring Hill. And Rose said, oh, I've been listening to your show. I just love it. So that was kind of cool.
That's very cool.
Yeah, and I met some new friends up there in Spring Hill. So it was a great event. It was a full house. There was about 70 people there. So it was really, and you know, Gary's such a great guy too, Gary LeBlanc.
Yes.
So today our show is dedicated to nurses, because I'm telling you, I don't know what we would do without the nurses. The doctors wouldn't be able to do their jobs. It's amazing what nurses do, and I don't think they get enough appreciation. So the show today is dedicated to the nurses. If you know a nurse, and my sister Patty's a nurse.
Yes,
love you,
she
Pat.
Is.
And she's an awesome nurse. She's worked in senior facilities and hospitals and emergency rooms and all sorts of stuff. And my cousin Cindy Camp in Michigan, she's a nurse. She worked many years with the babies, with all the babies in the hospital.
That's what Winky did. My friend from Canada is coming. She was a pediatric nurse.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah.
So anybody out there that knows a nurse, say thank you to them today. And just let them know what a great job they're doing, because I really think they should be appreciated. Well, you know, when I was at the conference the other day, I met a woman, Katrina Butler from Meridian Research, and she had this item here. It's called scent evidence. So in this box is like a swabs, I guess you call them, and you put water on them and you wipe them all over your loved one's body. And the scent will remain on their body for 5 years. So if you have an issue with somebody who's wandering, may get lost, especially if you live in a rural area, this is something really good to think about, because you just swab them down, you put the swabs back into a container, keep it on your refrigerator with your vial of life and all that kind of stuff. And God forbid, if something happens, there'll be so much better opportunity for them to be able, the dogs, to be able to find your loved one.
So the scent of the person is transferred to the swab, and it stays on the swab for 5 years.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, how cool is that?
Perfect.
And because, you know, the thing is, when somebody's wandering, we got to find them the sooner the better.
Absolutely. You know? And it gives us such an edge because the animals are so well trained at the scent.
And, yeah. And what peace of mind it gives you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because we deal with a lot of issues with wandering. So I'm going to give you the website here. It's Scent Evidence K9. So it's scentevidence.com. I'll put it on the Facebook page today and everything, too. So, you know, whenever I find out good stuff, I just want to let you guys know, try to make things a little
easier.
And
they're reasonable, I understand.
Like $5 or something.
Wow.
So, I mean, you can't beat
so
that.
So if you want to find your
love. You can't beat that. It's so much, it's that preparing. You're preparing, even though it may not happen.
Right.
You can take that off that anxiety list that happens in the middle of the night.
Exactly. Exactly.
Fabulous.
So, Kelly, I can't tell you how excited I am that you're here today. We met, I don't know, it was like 2 months ago, maybe?
2 months ago, I think.
Since then, she's been on by News 9 as an everyday hero, and you are an everyday hero. So tell our listeners what you do.
So
what's going on?
So we're a nonprofit, and we serve Pinellas, Hillsborough, Manatee, and Sarasota County. And we are currently in phase one of four phases. And what we currently are doing is providing durable medical equipment to seniors when they can't afford it or if insurance just doesn't cover it.
Okay, so two things. Explain to our listeners what is durable medical equipment, because a lot of people don't know that. DME.
So it's wheelchairs, walkers. We have anything as little as incontinence supplies all the way up to power wheelchairs and Hoyer lifts.
Oh my
God. And kind of everything in between.
So what made you start what made you decide to do this?
So my background is in occupational therapy, and I've been practicing in the area for about 10 years. And I really saw a lack of resources there are for seniors when they just can't afford it or Medicare denies them.
Right.
You know, a walker or a four-wheeled walker. And so many people live on such a fixed income.
Right.
They can't afford $100 for something. So typically they go without it, and then they fall, break a hip.
Right.
You know, or sometimes.
Well, they don't leave their house.
Right. So they're very isolated.
Right.
And there's so many more issues that come on top of that. So we kind of work pretty easy. You fill out an application, and just like within 5 days, your items will be delivered to your home.
And the cost is?
So we do a donation based on their monthly income. But if they are unable to afford it, they still will get the items for free.
That's fabulous.
So it's about a 3% donation based on their monthly income. So it ranges from $20 to $50. And if they can't afford it all at one time, you know, we're here for the patients. So we will, you know, you can pay me $10 a month or something.
Where does that happen? Nowhere. It's unbelievable.
Pinellas County, this area is absolutely fabulous.
You know, it really is. And so, I heard you just got a warehouse.
Yeah, I just got a warehouse donated to me.
From?
Colin Castle at Home Instead.
What a great guy he is.
Yeah.
And that's wonderful, because you had things packed in here and packed in there and everywhere, right?
Yes, I have some great friends in the community that have donated me their spaces. But I think since Bay News 9, I've kind of gotten over 1,000 pieces of more equipment. So.
Wow.
Oh,
they're kind of ready to get rid of me, I think. You know? So it'll be nice to have one place so we can have everything kind of a little bit more organized to get the equipment quicker.
Yeah.
Now, do you deliver it, or can they pick it up, or what?
So they could pick it up at our location, or we will deliver it to them, because a lot of seniors don't drive. So we'll come in, you know, within a 5 day period, usually 1 to 2.
So who delivers them? You personally?
Yes.
Yeah. So this girl, what do you work, like 24 hours a day or what?
You know, like 17.
Oh my goodness.
Good to be young.
So if people want to volunteer to help you.
Yes, please.
Where would they contact you?
So you can just contact us on our website, which is savingourseniors.care, or you can give us a call, which is 727-537-6753.
So if somebody's out there and you just want to do a little helping somebody out, I mean, if they just say to you, I can drive on Tuesdays, they can just do it whenever. Right.
I always say an hour. If you can only give me an hour, it's an hour that's well-deserved, and I could really use it.
Oh, that's good. You hear me? You hear that out there? An hour. Give somebody an hour, you could help somebody. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, maybe Lynn and I will have to do some runs for you one day. Mm-hmm. It would be fun.
It is great. You know, it's just, I had somebody volunteer for the first time. A younger man, and he was like, wow, you do amazing things. You know, people are so appreciative of us giving them equipment, or their loved one passes away and they don't want, you know, they just spent a lot of money on a piece of equipment, and now you're giving it to somebody that couldn't afford it. So it's really
right, because before nobody would take that equipment.
Yeah, nobody really
wasted.
Takes anything.
It was terrible.
So we take everything.
Well, he just got 1,000 pieces, so.
So we are looking for, you know, I know there's people in the area that really could benefit from it. So we're just looking, you know, just give us a call and you'll talk to me, and we'll get it out to you as soon as possible.
Okay. And this information will be on the Facebook page and the website. So think about it. Even not just for yourself, you might know somebody that could use it, because it is terrible when a person becomes isolated in their home because they don't have a walker, they don't have a wheelchair, and then what happens is, and I've seen it many times, then they don't drink any water because they don't want to get out of the chair or because they can't walk really well and they might trip and fall. So then they get dehydrated and then there's a UTI and then there's a blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. We just helped somebody earlier this week and he was sent home with a mechanical lift and a hospital bed and a wheelchair. So as a therapist, I was like, well, I guess he can't walk. And actually, he had a stroke back in June. And we came in, he stood up, he walked. So we provided him a 3-in-1 commode and a walker. So now he's walking 150 feet. He's super independent. He's transferring to the toilet. So, yeah, you know, we just need help.
That's huge. That's huge. And wow, and as you just said that, I also want to give a shout out to my girlfriend, Noreen. Noreen Halley Oakley. We've been friends for many years. She had a stroke last week. But I spoke to her on the phone yesterday. And she's doing really good. So I love you, and I hope you're listening to us today. And
me too, Noreen. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I'm glad you're doing good. All right, Kate, let's talk to Kate for a little bit.
All right. How cool is that? I work part-time as a co-director of a nonprofit, and I had the awkward position of going to the Wagon Wheel to buy 2 potties because we were moving location. And they were $20 each, and one of them had a nasty piece of tissue with mustard, we hope, on it.
Oh, God.
And, so I wouldn't want anybody who needed something to have to go to such extremes to get, you know, because, of course, we just cleaned them up. And then my co-director, Terry Ziegler, she's very
–
oh, isn't she wonderful? Yeah. She started it and has never earned a penny, and it's been 9 years. It's 2 days a week of adult day in Largo at the Prince of Peace Lutheran Church. But – she is a big recycler, so she was grateful that we had saved the landfill. Think how much of the landfill you're saving.
There you go.
And one of our volunteers' husband has passed away a while ago, but she's kind of hoarding all of those products. So she has a hospital bed, and she's lending us our ramp, and we run that ramp back over to the lock closet every time because we don't dare let that ramp get out of our sight because we don't know how much a ramp would cost. So it's a wonderful service you're doing. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm just loving it.
Yeah, that's great.
So tell us what's new in your world and what's going on.
Lots of memory cafes.
Tell our listeners a little bit about you, though, first.
Oh, yeah.
We've known each other for,
forever.
Long time now.
Right.
Before I had gray hair.
Before I went to the Caribbean, right? Yeah, we've been on a journey.
So tell our listeners a little about you and your journey before we get into what's going on.
Yeah, I started at 16 as a nurse's aide, and I'm really old now, so that was a long time ago. My sister said, don't say over 40. It sounds bad. Over 40 years.
Right? Oh my goodness.
But I switched from nurse's aide to activities. And even today with a PhD, my heart sings when I'm doing recreation and dementia-specific. Most
you
importantly.
And Carol Ware.
Yes, we are like the fast. Yeah, we, yes. For a good time, call one of us.
Yeah.
let's see. I have a PhD from USF in aging. I love that you're dedicating this to nurses because I kept getting in trouble from the professors because I would use nursing research and they're like, those aren't great peer-reviewed journals. And I'm like, that's the front line.
That's
they know what's
going on.
Yeah. Right? So no matter the credentials, the best credentials are the work that we've done. So much of what I know is because we've been doing it for so long. You're in that land. We're all in that.
Right.
And I like to say we're living with dementia, and it's all by degrees.
Well,
I mean, you've had past
nice
experience. I mean,
yeah.
We are all living
everybody.
With dementia.
Right.
And it has to be, I mean, it doesn't have to be. My goal is for it to be as joyful and happy as it can be. And realizing that it is a tough journey.
And the only way you can find that joy is if you find out resources, if you have education, if you get support. So talk to us a little bit about some of the support things you do.
A lot of mine is kind of now kind of shooting under the Ruth's Promise ministry, which is, I think, you know, God has a hand in that. So that's great.
Yeah.
But I do a lot of coaching. And there are often people who have come to Ruth's Promise, maybe haven't even stayed, but they come back for resource. And And then I do a lot of memory cafes. Those are my two primary things that I'm into. Memory cafe works really well for us because my husband has dementia, and he goes with me. He's my Sherpa. He's my Mr. Dr. K.
That's wonderful.
I have to get him a name tag because he keeps telling everybody he's Mr. Dr. K. He's had the flu lately, and he's really missed it. That being said, it was kind of nice, but yeah. He's not listening.
You know what? I hate to say, Kate, yes. You might need a little break from you, too.
It's
a two-way street. Yeah. I think the caregivers think we're the only one that can do this, you know?
Yes. I need a lot more resource, and I'm pulling it in. We recently had a kind of what I think of as a setback in diagnostics, and what I have found I have to do is I have to get a therapist for myself. Right. I have to go through and get the personal finance manager because I have been the clueless, you know, whatever he does is fine, right. Wife, mm-hmm. And I know better. I know too much.
Right.
And then I have all people like Linda, remember my time in your living room, and people like Bernadette from Arden Courts. They're my little, like, posse. I have a posse that I
we
can reach
team.
Out to.
We do.
Yeah, yeah. And so you need people in your back pocket. And Ruth's Promise Terry is like that for me.
Yeah, you know, I used to have a business years ago, the Party Crew. I catered her daughter's bar mitzvah.
Oh, how cool.
You never know.
And now her daughter's doing our website for
really?
That's
really cool.
A present this past season. So I'm like, oh, we need to get Kelly on that bottom of that website.
And, yeah.
Because we're pretty much technologically challenged.
I
think
get
it's a
it.
Generational thing.
Yeah.
But.
Well, so for our listeners, so you know, both Ruth's Promise and the Memory Cafe things are on my website, Linda's Caregiver Connections. You can go to the calendar. But explain to our listeners a little bit more about the Memory Cafe.
Yes, Memory Cafe.
It's not exactly a support group.
Absolutely not. And that's, of course, because I'm a Leo. It's a little annoying when I see people using it as a support group. But it support comes from it.
Right.
The concept started in England or, you know, Norway. They argue
right.
over that. But the important thing is it was a couple that were younger and diagnosed, and they did a lot of research. That's kind of my ballywick is the research. And it's... they were clear that social interaction was so important to maintaining some cognitive stability.
Right.
There will be decline, but the research shows it slows. That being said, your friends start like, it's like you turned a light on and the roaches went that away. And we have experienced that as a couple. You know, people want to get together with me, but can we not have him?
Yeah, right? Not right.
Yeah. So we have like my son's graduating tomorrow from a yoga class, and it's at a Hindu temple, and my son graciously said, Mom, you might want to leave Mike at home for fear something inappropriate
right.
is going to happen. So Memory Cafe is a safe place to be together. We started them about a year and a half ago, maybe even more. I think it was July 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But here in this little area, they're now all over. Meridian is a huge sponsor, and they have some in Spring Hill.
Yeah.
And I think there's something going on in Tampa. So what it is it a place? It's a place where we get together, and in my world, because of how I am, they are somewhat activity-focused. Like we did civil rights, and we just pulled out of a box quotes of Martin Luther King, and people responded however they would.
Right.
This month we focused on homeless bags because of it was cold outside and I saw sleeping bags at the church at Ruth's Promise. And I'm like, oh, this is not good.
Yeah.
So we did what they call blessing bags classically. And we just donated 70 to Pinellas Safe Harbor.
Oh.
So that was wonderful. And they loved it.
Well, you know what? So many times, too, we take away what they still can do.
Yes, so much we
you know,
forget
we're
the purposeful.
Faster or we're, you know, it's easy.
Yes.
Not necessarily, I hate to say it, what's best for them, but what's best for us. And I think we have to remember that because, you know what, someday we're all going to be on the other side of that fence.
That's gross.
I don't want everybody taking away from me everything I can still do because that's death.
Yeah, and you wonder why they're cranky and they hit you. Well, you just took the thing out of them and told them no 4 times.
Right.
Don't be telling me no.
Right.
I keep telling my Ruth's Promise volunteers, they don't all listen, but no is not a word we use here.
Right.
No, we don't use that word except unless you're a volunteer. We redirect. We don't argue.
Yeah.
We kind of try to find what works. So, and one of the beautiful things at Ruth's Promise is that every Tuesday we do the Pack-A-Sack program. And once again, right after lunch, there's a bag. We volunteers walk around the table, and each person has a product to put in the bag that goes to the school system.
Yeah.
And we just added Wednesday. Wednesday, that little 45-minute time slot is like the bewitching time because I don't have a pack-a-sack. I need something to replace that. And that purposeful activity. So we make a lot of cards and send them to the shut-ins. And trying to keep that loop going.
Yeah.
One of the more challenging parts about Memory Cafe is you want your caregivers to get there. So to ask them to bring something, I think, is heroics. Like, just come. So that's all the sponsors helped us do those bags. But so, you know, we do a theme. Sometimes it's at a restaurant, and those seem to be better attended. And I think it's a little easier to go to lunch because I don't know what Kate's going to do when I walk into this.
Right.
Fellowship Hall. Is she going to sign me up for something?
Oh, I get it. You know me. I get it.
And we simplify the menu.
And we'll do wherever it is because we want you guys to come.
Right.
That's why we try to do. We try to figure it out. What's best. You know, it's funny when, you know what? We have to hear from our partners first.
Oh, yes.
Because if we don't hear from them, we don't get to hear from us. So don't go away. We'll be right back. Some resources, a support group, inspiration. You can find it all at www.lindascaregiverconnections.com. lindascaregiverconnections.com. There is a calendar of support groups and caregiver events, a weekly blog, important telephone numbers, and people and companies of integrity like elder care lawyers, home health care companies, geriatric care managers, movers, and many more. If there is something you're looking for that you do not find there, please feel free to email me, and I will find the resource you are looking for. Want to nominate a caregiver, download the caregiver affirmation, or listen to this week's show or previous weeks? Just go to www.connectingcaregiversradio.com. Connectingcaregiversradio.com. Need a caregiver coach for one-on-one coaching or as a family? Or if you wish to have me speak at one of your events, just give me a call at 727-365-8383. That's 727-365-8383. That's me, Linda Burhan, the gal who cares for the caregiver. Remember how you felt when you were a child? Your body was full of life and vital energy. You were healthy. St. Petersburg chiropractor Dr. Colette Chesko has been helping people to recapture that youthful vitality through chiropractic care for the past 13 years. And she's been helping me personally for the past 3 years. Not every chiropractor provides the same type of services. As a chiropractor specializing in corrective care, which is restoring the proper alignment of the spine, not just treating symptoms, Dr. Colette provides patients with a variety of services in addition to chiropractic adjustments, including acupuncture, nutrition, and massage. By using these natural methods, she helps patients of all ages restore their health without using drugs or surgery. The most cost-effective way to achieve health is to maintain good health. Once you have reached your goals, she will help you stay there and feel better for good. So give her a call. Dr. Colette Chesko at Gentle Touch Chiropractor and Wellness Center in St. Petersburg. That's at 727-235-3265. I know you will feel better.
The first shock came when my dad was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. But even more terrible was the realization that Mom wasn't going to be able to care for him on her own. I struggled through sleepless nights and was completely overwhelmed with sadness and anxiety as the disease progressed. Mom could no longer cope with Dad's sudden mood swings and the changes in behavior on her own. In different ways, they both needed help. Then I called Assisting Hands, and I'm so thankful for them. So is my mom. Once again, we both have peace of mind.
Alzheimer's and dementia are devastating diseases, not only for the patients, but for their closest family members. At Assisting Hands, we understand these geriatric disorders, and our staff can provide personalized home care support services that will allow for more freedom to the spouse and family during the transition stages of the disease. Please call Assisting Hands today at 813-280-8000. 4838 for your personal in-home consultation at no cost. When you can't do it all,
give Assisting Hands a call. Serving Pinellas and Pasco counties. Call them today at 813-280-4838. That's 813-280-4838. Let them help you out.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
When I first met you, Linda, I was a mess. My dad's dementia, especially the daily stress and agitation, was causing our whole family stress, even losing caregivers repeatedly. Thankfully, someone had suggested we try hemp-infused coconut oil daily. We couldn't believe it. Almost immediately, we noticed a difference, and so did the caregivers. Today, he smiles more. Our family and caregivers do, too. He sleeps better and is a calmer person. It took a long time for us to find a quality CBD product we felt comfortable giving Dad. That's why I started CR World, a company dedicated to providing quality hemp products rich in CBD for seniors and their families, driven by education.
Colette, you really look like a different person. Happier, healthier, and smiling. I'm so happy about that. So for our listeners to find out how CBD is making a difference safely and naturally, you can go to www.comecrworld.com/caregivers. That's comecrworld.com/caregivers. And you can order yours today.
Red roses too, I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute, take a deep breath, sit down. Close your eyes if possible and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
So think about it, caregivers. It's really important for you guys to take care of yourselves, because if you don't take care of yourselves, you can't take care of your loved one. Do you hear me? I hope so.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. I mean, it's important stuff. You know, I see it. I hate to say it, but I see it all the time in my support groups. I see the caregivers get so burned out that they're unable to take care of their loved one, and then sometimes the worst scenario comes true. And we don't want to talk about that. But you listen to me. Get that idea. I want to mention something else.
The good news show.
I know the good, yeah. Somebody told me last week that I don't listen to this show. It's too depressing.
Oh, no.
I said, I'm sorry. We try to give you some laughs. We try to give you some information, but this is serious stuff. This is stuff that we need to take care of, too. Mm-hmm. So I want to tell you about Dementia Mentors. It's a group that's online, and there's also on Facebook. And Dementia Mentors is about helping those living with dementia understand that there is still a life after the diagnosis. So, you know, everybody that's involved in the organization knows those words, you have dementia, and how it feels. So there's an opportunity for people that have dementia to speak with each other and to watch videos and to have tons of conversation. There's thousands of people in this group. So you can go to dementiamentors.org. So it's DementiaMentors.org. And also Dementia Mentors on Facebook. And once again, I'll put this on my page and just trying to give you some more resources. All right. So, Kate, what else is going on?
I have found personally with my husband's diagnosis, Facebook has been really helpful.
Really?
There's frontal temporal dementia support through FTD Spouse, and we had an interesting diagnostic change this year that totally threw me for a loop. But I've worked through it with my posse. I call them my posse. And the support group made such a difference because I posted. I'm like, last year he had FTD. This year he may be normally aging with a weird personality. How could this be?
Right.
My entire world and year has been filtered through a diagnosis that you're kind of saying maybe isn't there. And then, of course, I feel like that Munchausen wife that had to, because a dementia coach, I had to have a husband with dementia. Well, that's not a job.
No.
So I kind of worked myself off the ledge. That was Tuesday a week ago. And but the FTD spouse support group was so helpful because I put up the scenario, and you know how little you say on Facebook.
Right.
And technically, they don't know about my background, which is good. That gives me some anonymity.
Exactly.
And about 70 or 80 people have replied, and so many of them with very similar. Because the truth of the matter is, where the damage is, and Tipa Snow does a good job, an occupational therapist, Kelly, does a good job talking about what FTD looks like. It's inhibition, the center of inhibition, and sometimes language, but it doesn't mean that the memory is gone. So what it looks like is that my husband studied for the test, and he actually had told people at our community that he'd studied, and there was a practice effect, and that's what people are seeing. We've had neurologists tell people, your husband's just drunk or bipolar. So it's really hard to get diagnostics.
Yeah.
And out of that 70 is the best, like, what to look for came from people all over the world. That are in it. And it's such a resource. And then just to look in and say, oh, wow. Oh, hopefully Michael never knew that. But that's a rough one, you know. Right. And then people
maybe,
having humor.
And then maybe it's not so bad for me.
Exactly. And knowing that, you know, we're all looking for the bright spots. And so that was kind of helpful. So the Dementia Mentors, I'm going to try to figure out a way to sneak that under Mike's nose.
Yeah.
Without it being my idea.
Right. Well, so you heard about it on the show.
Yes, absolutely.
Why don't you just check this out? You know, you don't know. But it is. It's so important. And you know, I've said this before. If you haven't lived with someone with Alzheimer's or dementia, whatever kind of dementia it is, you have no idea what it's like. So having these kind of groups where you know you're not alone and there are other people that are feeling the same way as you, and because it's tough and that are going through the same experiences, really makes a big difference. You know, even I have so much more education now than I had before.
I know, because when I was going through it, you weren't doing
a lot of that stuff. I didn't know.
Well, same here.
That's how you learn. Your loved one
started with it. Yeah, I started with a father-in-law, but boy, I had no idea. I can't tell you how many people as a marketing person, I coached into a decision that were spouses. And now, as a spouse, I'm like, well, I don't think I would have listened to me. Because it's different when it's a spouse. It's a world of difference.
Well, even, you know, recently Donna Caesar, her mom had moved down here.
Right.
And she said to me, oh, it's so much different because it's my mother.
It's a world of difference.
Yeah, things that you don't understand until you're there.
That's true. But what I like so much now, because we recently had a death in the Memory Cafe community, and what I kind of had to put it in perspective, and I'm like, But this person had memory cafes. They had support groups. They had an amazing amount of choices. Where the first family member I had dealt with back in the 90s, we had nothing.
Nobody.
There was not adult day. There was not, we didn't know of a support group.
Nobody talked about it.
Nobody talked about it. And of course, the same family dynamics, all those things haven't changed a lot.
Exactly.
But the choices, so we're, you know, it's kind of like when I look at diabetes, I'm like, there's a lot more choices to be a diabetic healthy in a healthy world than there was, you know, in the 90s and so much of that. So we see a lot of change and then not near enough at the same time. But we have options. I had a coach somebody yesterday, and one of the things our denial, all of us, I include myself in this.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to wait to get to 10 before we ask for help.
Right.
We can get help at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah. So we go from 0. I have a family we're working with, and she didn't like coming to the adult day. So they said, well, we'll bring her back when she's worse. Well, she's on the way to the hospital today because things are worse. And things, you know, so it's a slippery slope. We used to always say that in healthcare.
Right.
So we went from 0 to 10 because now we're looking at facility. But we didn't look at home health, more support, adult day, listening to Linda's show, checking out Kelly's options.
Exactly.
Well, like I said, Linda wasn't doing this at the time, but she's such a good friend.
Yes.
My husband was welcome there whenever. I said, well, can I bring Jack? What do you mean, can you bring Jack?
Wonderful.
I have to tell you, I have a good friend.
Oh, that's true.
And now she's doing what she should be doing.
Right. Yes.
I love you too, Lynn. Yes, I do. Because she doesn't get teary-eyed too often.
No. See, and there's a friend that said, that stayed open as a friend.
Yeah.
Where I have ones that have said, well, I want to get together with you.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, do you realize that my life has, like, no you?
Yeah.
I have to force a you. And if I force a you, it's going to be Clearwater Beach. It's not going to be going to the movies.
And you know what, too? And the thing is, too, sometimes I think people are just, they don't know what to do. They're uncomfortable. And so I'll give you an example of something that happened with my mom. Okay, my mom had cancer. That was a different issue. And my mom had dementia, too, which I didn't find out until after she was dead.
Right.
But people stopped calling. People feel uncomfortable, whatever.
Yes.
So in the end, a couple of months before my mom passed away, we went on this cruise. Mm-hmm. And you know I'm going to buy every picture. They're going to be some of the last pictures of her. And the last night, they dressed up in these old-fashioned outfits. Here's my mother with this rifle with this scowl on her face.
How sweet.
When they printed it out, they put it on a wanted poster. You know, $1 million reward. So I took that photo, and I downloaded it on like 50 greeting cards. And we sent it to all her friends and everybody and said, Dear Mary, I got in a little trouble in Mexico. Please pray for me. Love, Joe. And everyone called.
Oh,
people that
wonderful.
Hadn't come and laughed because they didn't have to talk about the illness that my mom was dying, you know, or whatever.
Right.
So sometimes as caregivers, I know it's a little tough. Find some ways to invite people into your deal. And this was a funny way to do it. You know, everybody laughed about it.
Right.
You know, I'll tell one other quick thing. There was a woman who would come to my support groups, taking care of her mom. Her mom died. She went back to North Carolina. A couple of years later, she comes back. Now she's taking care of her aunt. And she was taking care of her aunt at home. And her aunt was an artist, and she said, like, the whole house was all artsy stuff and everything. She said, but her aunt used to go out in the garden. That was her most favorite thing. And she said every time she planted something and something bloomed, she felt like it was God winking at her. But she was way too frail to go into the garden. She said, no, I remember you saying, Linda, all the time, is you'll figure out a way, you'll figure out a way. So what she did was she called all the relatives and all the friends and asked them all to send pots with soil and bulbs.
Nice.
So we brought the garden into the house. So every day, different ones are coming and they're planting them together. And then people sent little notes and cards. Again, people that would not have done something. And every day, new ones are blooming and new ones are blooming. And when the last one bloomed, she passed away.
Wow, how beautiful is that?
And then she took the girl.
I'd be mad that they didn't send more pots.
Or some pot.
Yeah.
No,
and
there you go. But then she took all those bulbs and everything back to her home in North Carolina and planted a garden in memory of her aunt.
How beautiful.
So it's
See, that gave the people a way to respond. Yeah. And that's what it is. They don't know how to respond to mics.
Right.
Kind of hyper touchy-feely thing. Right. You know?
Right.
The women are much more hinky about it than the men.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But see, so sometimes we need to invite people in to help us too, you know, because they don't know what to do.
That's true.
And then there's more socialization for your loved one.
Absolutely.
You know. So is it time again for our sponsors? Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Oh, and I'll
be adult talking. Daycare centers are designed to provide care and companionship for older adults who need assistance or supervision during the day. Programs offer relief to family members and caregivers, allowing them to go to work, handle personal business, or just relax while knowing their relative is well cared for and safe. Maria's Adult Daycare offers mental, social, and physical activities for adults who've lost some independence due to cognitive impairments or chronic health conditions. They provide day services in a safe, caring environment, and they make a difference by ensuring compassionate, quality care. I love it when I visit there and see the smiling staff and happy clients. For a tour of Maria's Adult Daycare Centers, you can call today in Seminole at 727-393-7711 or in Countryside at 727-223-3999. Call Maria. Maria cares. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia and Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize each individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, the goal is to make your loved one as comfortable and as independent and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and four themed houses. It warms my heart when I visit there and see how joyful the residents are. Please call or stop by to talk to a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole is at 727-517-7800, or you can reach them in Largo at 727-559-8411. You'll be glad you did.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
So call today, 1-800-585-7413. 1-800-585-7413 and use promo code Linda. That's 1-800-585-7413, promo code Linda. Don't delay, call today.
Different intro for you. I like that.
I like it.
That's good. All right.
Make sure you have your pens out to get these phone numbers. On February 9th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., First Methodist Church in Homosassa. She loves that word.
I do.
Is sponsoring a free symposium on dementia and caregiving and help for the veteran. Gary LeBlanc and Linda Burhans will be two of the speakers. Please RSVP to 352-628-4083. That's 352-628-4083.
Knowledge is power.
Then on February 11th at 3 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center in Pinellas Park, the Matinee Opera Players will present a birthday bash in celebration of Maestro Mario Laurenti's 97th birthday. As always, it is pay what you can. There will be free snacks at intermission. For more information, call 727-204-4163. That's 727-204-4163.
Are you singing in that show, Lynn?
I should be.
Yeah, you should.
That would clear the place out. on February 13th from 9:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at Prince of Peace Lutheran Church on Missouri Boulevard North, there will be a seminar on caregiving and dementia. It is free with lunch and refreshments provided. Please RSVP to Terry or Dr. Kate at 813-384-7571. That's 727-384-7571. And right. That's the Kate that's here.
Yep, and right there you get knowledge and free lunch.
Yeah. Yes,
thanks to our sponsors.
Yeah.
Then on February 25th at the Performing Arts Center in Pinellas Park at 2 p.m., the Senior Actors Guild and Education Services is presenting Denying Gravity, a blend of comedy and drama. Admission is free. For more information, call 727-536-7076. That's 727-536-7076.
Yeah, and they're going to be on the show in a couple of weeks right before that. Should be really interesting.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah. So I want to mention the caregiver contest. Please go to connectingcaregiversradio.com and nominate a caregiver. Just do something nice for them. And, you know, when we have the contest every month, we can't pick the winners. They're all so great, so we just put them all in a hat. And we just pick one out, and then everybody else goes in the basket the week after. So just let a caregiver know how much you care. Nominate them for the contest, or just do something nice for them today.
Lots of good prizes.
Lots of good prizes.
E&E Steakhouse, where did you get that one?
Oh, that was donated by Elena Katsoulis.
Oh.
Which is wonderful. And then they get either 8 hours of respite care, either with Arden Courts, Assisting Hands, Home Care, or Maria's Adult Daycare. So they get to pick whatever works best for them. And then there's usually like a haircut or a massage or, you know, really good stuff in there.
Lots of good things.
Yeah. I was in Capo di Monte yesterday because they gave us gift certificates for the past two contests. And she said both of the people came in and got their stuff this week, so that was a really good thing.
They're lucky that one made it to the basket.
I know it's tough. It's tough.
I was that looking at it.
Stakeout's pretty tough, too, but yeah. Anyway. So, Kelly, if our tell us what else you need to tell us and where our listeners can find you.
So, since we have had an abundance amount of equipment, we really want to get it back out there. So, if you have a senior that needs something, please don't hesitate to call us. And we are currently still in phase one of four phases of our nonprofit. So phase two is to offer a resource center to allow seniors to stay at home for a longer period of time. And once we get an abundance amount of donations, money, it will happen one day. When I get it, then we would like to be able to pay for some of those resources to keep seniors at home. And then our phase three is to offer transportation and grocery shopping. Not saying we're going to make something new, but I definitely think there's some gaps out there that definitely need to be filled. And then phase four is to offer companionship and home health aids at home.
And what's
going to allow aging in place.
And what's your phone number again?
727-537-6753.
And your website?
SavingOurSeniors.care.
Pretty easy. And you can find all the information on my page too. Kate, where can everybody find you?
I am at Kate McCarty. That's a C-A-T-E. MCCARTY at Gmail or katemccarty.com. And my phone number is 813-384-7571. We have a whole list of the memory cafes on the Kate McCarty site. And then Ruth's Promise is ruthspromise.net. That's through Prince of Peace Lutheran, so you could go to either site to find out more.
Tell them a little bit more about Ruth's Promise.
Ruth's Promise is a two-day-a-week nonprofit adult day offering. What makes us unique is that we have at least 50% of our people are on full or partial scholarship. We're already at a low price per hour. And we have people that are coming from facilities with Care Ride that will come. Wow. That's the one part that makes us unique. The second is we have currently a 2-to-1 volunteer ratio. So you so we can often do what like Neighborly Care and others PACE can't do because we can handle the wanderer because we have one or two volunteers that are
working.
That's
huge.
Yeah, that's huge. So we're kind of the best kept secret, I think. And that was part of, you know, my mandate is to get the word out. So thank you for that opportunity.
And you need to know this because there are different places for different people.
Yes, absolutely.
You just can't go to one place and say, that didn't work, I'm done. You know, yes. And many so times, true. Too, it also is how you approach your loved one with adult daycare, for instance. Mm-hmm. Tell them that they're going to volunteer there. Don't tell them you send them to an adult daycare.
No, or the senior center. Or we're going for lunch.
Right.
Come for a short visit. You don't have to start right away. 2 days, you start for a couple hours. There's a lot of strategy. We had one lady that we actually made her the minister because she was like the sunbeam for Jesus when the first time she came. And I'm like, then she didn't want to come back again. I'm like, well, we need a minister. So we put a cross on her. And then she was like, welcome, I'm in. Find the role that works. But we try to be creative, as so do all of the adult days in the area. But that's also, I think, a best-kept secret. People don't see that as a viable way to stay home longer, and it is.
Well, because they just don't know about it. You know, right. With Maria's adult care, there's a woman that's in my caregiver support group there, and she said her mother calls it the club. She
thinks she's going to the club every day.
That's where my husband went, but it was the strip club. I know.
But, and then even some of the facilities have adult day. So you could go to Arden Courts kind of as a... You know, a warm-up period, if that ends up.
And to see what is best for your loved one.
Absolutely. And you want the training, you know, depending on what the need is. Okay, and so yeah, Bruce promised.
Tell our listeners quick, though, because you're the bomb on this. They get the diagnosis. Mm-hmm. Where do they go from there?
Seek support, like immediately do not
and
pass
education. Grow.
Yes, support and education. Any seminar you can get to. We just had, Karen just had her senior empowerment day.
Yeah, that was great.
That was great. I mean, one of my caregivers said, look, I found out there was a screw in my tire. Well, who would know that wouldn't have been in my, but yeah, my wheelhouse. But yeah, so that's education. There's the studies for sustaining yourself, education, seeking help, and having a counseling kind of relationship. Those are the three keys.
And I say the fourth one is to laugh at yourself.
Absolutely.
Because us caregivers do some pretty silly stuff.
We have to. Okay. Yeah, you got to have some humor. And, you know, you're not perfect. And the good news is, depending on staging, they're not going to remember anyway.
No.
And tomorrow's a brand new day.
Yeah. Right? And just be, the next half hour is brand new.
That's true.
You know, and just be easy on yourself. Be easy on yourself. And if you get that education... And you find out that you're not alone, you get that support, I promise you, your journey will be better. I promise you. I hear it every single day. I know it. It's not that I'm guessing this. I know it. I see it every day. So thanks so much for tuning in today. You know how much I love you guys. I know how precious your time is, and I appreciate that you tune into the show. Lynn and I will be having a new show starting, a second radio show starting in April on Thursday afternoons at 3:00. Just good news.
Yes.
So tune into that, too. So we'll be telling you more about that. So remember, everybody, God loves you, and have a delicious day.
Thank you.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City Tampa Bay WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.